at least all members by 4 o'clock must have been locked in. 15, there is something called, I don't know what they say, where names goes to the waiting room and so forth. So it means we'll have to do our level best to run this meeting until we finish at least latest by 5 to 2, if that's possible, honorable member. Having said so, we are today dealing with the report with regards to what we have been dealing with, the draft report, which I understand has been forwarded to honorable members. Any apologies very quickly?
Yes, Chair, I've got only one apology from Mr. Mtenjane. He's going to join us after 12. Mr. Kula is trying to log in. I'm assisting him here. He's going to join us anytime now.
Okay. Yes, Mr. So, honorable members.
Chair, on a point of order.
Yes.
Chair, Mr. Mtenjane and Honourable Mtenjane and Honourable Sikosa both attend this meeting, and I understand that meetings are open to any members of Parliament. I absolutely have no problem with that. But if we are counting them from an apologies perspective, only one member of the EFF is actually a voting member, and that would be Honourable Sikosa. So I'd really like to know as to why we are taking apologies from Mr. Mtenjane.
No, let me explain from my understanding. Is that Mr. Mtenjane is officially appointed to the
Ministry
of Can you please switch off the ground, please? And in some way, I don't know whether is the management of the house matters there. So let's, my understanding, Honorable Mela, I don't know whether you should take that as an issue. His apologies on the basis that he's always in attendance of the meeting and officially is an alternate, but I will check whether if there is anything wrong, whether the alternate puts an apology of not attending. Okay, can we go to the issues that we're going to do? Honorable members, I think before we undertake, and I'm going to have a huge challenge here because my laptop does not want to open, but I'm using the iPad and the phone. So it's going to be a bit of a challenge, but I will try my level best when it comes. Honorable members, we want to raise an issue.
No, Chairperson.
Yeah.
It's me, Honorable Mahlaule. I want to rise on Rule 156 of alternates.
Yeah.
156.2, that says an alternate acts as a member when the member for which the alternate was appointed is absent or has vacated office until the vacancy is filled. Now, my understanding was that Honorable Mtenjane was the official, as you put it, the official alternate, which makes him a member on the in the absence of the Honorable, I can't remember who it was, I think Dlamini Mashaba, who was a member. So the apology is well in order, Chair, because he is a member in the absence of Honorable Marshal Dlamini, unless something has changed. Thank you.
No, let's that's why I said the apology, as far as I understand, is in his official capacity as an alternate who also attends the meeting. But it's just an apology. It doesn't arise, it stands that he becomes a member in the absence of the member that has been appointed. But I'm saying I will check whether he, by the way, the problem with Parliament when it comes to apology, and I've raised this thing, is that it is not written whether even the apology there is a requirement to say why a person is not. Well, for me, then it would be a subject matter if you do it. But I remember for now, can we move so that we deal with the agenda of the day? Can I ask that...
Please, Chair, can we move with the agenda, please?
Can I ask
Direction of recommendation to the executive authority.
It should always be borne in mind that constitutionally, Parliament engages at the level of the executive authority at national level. This must inform the drafting of any report submitted to the House. Recommendations to be adopted by the House should be directed at the relevant minister in the national sphere. House decisions are formally communicated to the responsible minister. Committees also need to bear in mind that should the House adopt a recommendation contained in a committee report, the minister is expected to report back to the House. An important note, Chair. It is inappropriate for a committee to request that a minister or department report directly back to the committee. In instances where this has occurred, amendments to the report have been moved in the House to the effect that the minister reports back to the House and not to the committee. The minister submits his or her response to the speaker, who tables the response in the ATC and refers it to the relevant committee. This also facilitates monitoring of executive compliance. Now, examples of those there is where, previous recommendations where we say that the minister should report back to the committee on the solar water heater program during the fourth term. So that refers to those type of recommendations here. Number three, committee recommendations to be motivated. A committee report should provide the House with enough information to enable the House to take a decision about whether it wishes to adopt the recommendations contained in the committee's report. For example, a recommendation which briefly states that regulations to control movement of vessels should be put in place, but does not contain any motivation or explanation in the body of the report is vague. The recommendation is not sufficiently motivated to enable the House to take an informed decision. Now, I'm just thinking an example of that one, for example, Chair, where let's say if the committee say the minister should regularly or continuously update the committee on the Grand Inga Hydro project. As it states, there's no motivation as to why. So that's an example, Chair. So we must motivate why. Number four, distinction between spheres of government. Recommendations should make a distinction between the different spheres of government. There should also be regard for different areas of competency in accordance with the principles of cooperative government. Certain recommendations can be interpreted as interference in another sphere of government. An example would be a recommendation that, for example, municipalities must review long-term leases granted to private clubs. And committees also include recommendations in the reports which do not fall within their functional area. Number five, recommendations pitched at operational level. As a general principle, committees should engage in oversight matters at a national policy level rather than an operational level. Where operational problems are identified by a committee, they should be linked to broader policy issues. It is from this perspective that recommendations should be identified. Often, operational problems are identified which are internal or local in nature and should be resolved at this level. For example, officials should have regular staff meetings. In these cases, the recommendation does not have any and does not fall within the Assembly's jurisdiction. Number six, instructing rather than requesting. A recommendation contained in a committee report should as far as possible steer clear of phrasing that instructs rather than requests or urges. By following this approach, not only is the principle of separation of powers respected, but it also allows for a situation where additional explanations or alternatives can be brought to the fore by the executive. Parliament can only instruct by way of legislation. Number 7, language usage and structure. Where language use is poor and the report is unstructured, this will reflect badly on the image, not necessarily of the committee, but of the National Assembly as well. For example, reference in a committee report to a certain nationality as thugs or drug lords is a negative reflection on a group of people. The status of the House is indeed affected if it adopts a report which is poorly worded or vague. This also obstructs effective implementation of recommendations. With this in mind, recommendations in particular should be drafted as carefully and precisely as legal provisions to ensure that the views of the committee and the House are accurately captured and effectively communicated. 8. Adoption of reports that contain no recommendations. Committee reports sometimes contain no recommendations and do not require any decision of the House, but are nevertheless published for consideration. This is unnecessary, and chairpersons and committees should, in terms of best practice, make an assessment of whether a report needs to be formally considered by the House. It would be sufficient for the House to note these reports, but in fact, they often do not have to be placed on the order paper at all. An ATC publication is sufficient in this instance. This unnecessarily loads the order paper of the House. Number 9, reference to public officials, individuals and organizations by name. In view of the impact of references by name to individuals and organizations, discretion is required when drafting a committee report. Also, when criticizing public officials, it should always be borne in mind that the minister is finally responsible for actions of his or her department. Concerns about the actions of officials should therefore be directed at the level of the minister to address accordingly. Number 10, recommendations directed to provinces and municipalities. Recommendations directed to provincial and local government executives are prevalent in committee oversight reports. This is usually due to implementation of national executive action being done in partnership with local or provincial executives. Although this practice is not desirable, this challenge has been circumvented by directing the report to the national executive responsible and requesting that they convey the recommendations contained therein to the relevant provincial or local executive. Although committees are empowered to receive presentations from any person, entity or body, it should be kept in mind that the National Assembly conducts oversight of national sphere of government, with the National Executive being accountable to Parliament. Therefore, recommendations emanating from oversight should be directed to the National Executive. And that's my story, Chair. My story is 8. So, yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Ponson. Honorable members, we have given them of the reports, the draft reports. I want to start because we have read the recommendation. I'm not sure if there is any issues of dramatic arrangement issues. I think they can arrange. Second, all the findings of the commission, we would have gone to them, but I'm sure members can have read them. The only issue I think we can explain on the findings and the observation that they are just an expression of what has been stated by the department. They are not something that is new or invented through the committee. That doesn't what we have observed. If we like it, we say they reflect more points of emphasis on what the department has emphasized on. But without any further delay, the honorable members, I want to check because I Okay, let me see here. Is there anyone who wants to take on the findings and recommendations?
Chairperson?
Yes, Honorable Mylan.
Chair, my one concern...
Thank you, Chair.
My one concern is the issue that I raised when the department presented its APP on 2 weeks ago, and that was the issue around the nuclear new build. Now, my concern is that we don't have any detail whatsoever in the APP or the budget as to exactly how that is going to be rolled out. And it's basically just, we're doing this and we're going to procure it by 2024. I would ask that we recommend that in this regard, the department should detail exactly what their plans are for this project.
Okay. Can I hold on you, the Honor of Mela? We're coming to the recommendation.
Oh, sorry, Chair.
Yeah, what's that? You mean, remember, that's why I tried to explain to say the findings and observations are just an emphasis of what the department has expressed in the comments. We just kept that, like you say, if they say this is what they would do, it's what we say, the observation that the department has expressed, this is what it's going to do with regard to the nuclear plant program and so forth. But we're still coming now. That's why I was checking on the findings and observations, whether put it crudely and captured correctly. We are now going to go to the recommendation if there is no change on the findings and observations. Okay, I assume we are all... Honorable Mashaule, you wanted to raise your hand on. I see your hand is up on the findings and observations.
No, Chair, I wanted to say that on findings and observations, I personally feel that we were correctly captured in the report.
Okay, thank you. I just want to take members on one part, because I think it's not here, that's why I said I don't have a problem. I think Ari, there's somewhere, I think when almost on the first page of the findings and recommendation, but I think if members allow, we can go and correct that. There's too much repetition on the department. I think some of those we don't have, if we have made mention of the department, there is no need to repeat the department. Yes, if we look on, I think it's bullet point 2, where it says the department strategic outline for the next 5 years and visions a continued role. For the nuclear power, then it says the department intends. So I'm just saying we have to correct some of those things just to say, and therefore intends, rather than to say the department, and then in the next sentence we start with the department again. But we're still talking about the same institution in the same paragraph, or same following sentence. You can put it into one sentence instead of repeating the department. We have already stated that we are dealing with the department. I thought it's one issue where if we find that same arrangement, we have to change. But that being said, so
that's fine. Yes. Can we?
Yes, I hear there is a voice talking.
No, it was me, Chair. I said it's fine. We'll address that, Chair.
Yes. Okay. Well, I remember, I can't read the recommendations. Please bear with me because I'm only using the form and the font of the phone, you know, the size is small and it falls almost all over the screen. Can you take recommendations? recommendation first before we then take all the proposed recommendations. We will come back to the to any additional recommendations.
Do you want me to read the recommendations, Chair?
Okay, read me that.
Yeah? Okay. The first one, yeah, informed by deliberations, the committee recommends that the House request that the Minister of Mineral Resources and Energy should the adjustment budget will be tabled by the Minister of Finance in June 2020. In the event that the Department of Mineral Resources and Energy is impacted by the adjustment budget, the Minister should ensure that the Department's Annual Performance Plan 2021 is in line with the adjusted budget. Should I continue with the others as well, Chair?
I want to check any Chief Honourable Member on the recommendation one.
Yes, Chair.
Yes, Honourable Member.
Chair, my concern is that we're basically saying here that where there is an impact on the budget and APP from the adjustment budget, that the Minister will have a blanket authority to amend the APP without oversight by this committee. So what I would propose is that we amend it to say at the end of the sentence there where it says with the adjusted budget and present the amendments to the committee for approval.
Can I remember what you raised initially? First, let me say my understanding is that it's a standard procedure. I must have to check. My understanding is that it's a standard procedure that all the adjustments, if they are made and affect the department, it will have to come back. Two is that if we look at what the recommendations were saying, the committee cannot ask the minister to reply or go straight to the committee except to report to parliament. The understanding of what we say here, we say that with the question of how it's done is another matter. But here we say, which is sometimes a common thing, that you remain with the same, the new adjusted budget, but the APP remains the same. We say, in the event that there is an adjustment in the field and the department is affected by the adjustment, that APP of the department is consistent with that adjustment. And then we can look as to whether that, because not saying they must do it without consult. We can just say in consultation with parliament, because if we look at what Ari was presenting, the report is the response or whatever the department does, it is not doing it with the committee of parliament. It's doing it with parliament.
Chair, my hand is up.
Okay, Mr.
Chair, my hand was up at the time you asked for hands, so I will not speak on the current issue, but on the issue that I wanted to raise.
Okay, can you help me to do this one first?
Okay.
Okay, I need that honorable. You are the table staff here, Ari and Ayan.
Yes, sir. Yes,
you are the table staff here.
Hmm.
Is my explanation because I'm saying, the point is, from where we recommend, obviously, both the parliament and the parliament of this recommendation, then the response of the department on the adjustments will have to be communicated to parliament, and then parliament will allow the normal processes to be followed in the room on the session of the committee.
Correct.
That's correct.
Because with what Mr. Milam is proposing, Chair, when we include or when we want to include issues of where the committee must be briefed thereon, that can be programmed in our program, Chair. So there's no need for it to be included in the report. Those are things that we can program as the committee. So the department can come and brief us on the adjusted budget and with the review and all performance budget.
Can we, that is, for
that
consistency sake, say that what I read also says the committee recommends to the House. And what I heard initially was that when it is recommended to the House, it is expected to be actually by the House and report back to done back to the House, and then it
is
the House that decides.
That is correct,
Chair. Okay.
Thanks very much, Chair. With my limited English, I want to look at the first point. The first sentence says, informed by its deliberations, meaning our deliberation, the committee recommends that the House request that the Minister of Mineral Resources and Energy should, meaning what follows should be a doing weight. Because if not, we have a disjuncture between should and the adjustment budget will be tabled by the Minister of Finance in June 2020. Which is completely not in line with what we are trying to say. And I just found that the first bullet is problematic in that regard. But there should be a doing weight after should. With my limited English, that's what at least I would argue.
Let me, I'm trying again to go back to the, I can't find this, this matter we are dealing with here. Okay. I'm trying to look at the what you have presented on the recommendations. I found Honorable Matalo to be talking more on suit instead of mask.
Can I the recommendations are on the screen. The point is not whether should must change to must. I am saying that it says that informed by its deliberations, which is our deliberations, the committee recommends that the House request that the Minister of Mineral Resources and Energy should, meaning after should, the bullet point should start with a doing weight, meaning it must say what must be done, not the sentence as it is, because the sentence says should the adjustment budget will be tabled by the Minister of Finance in June 2020. I find that very bad construction of what we want to say.
Now I hear you. Can we then say the should the adjustment budget that will be tabled by the Minister of Finance in June 2020 and in Department of Mineral Resources and Energy protest by that judgment, then the minister should ensure that the department's annual performance plan 2020-2021 is in line with the adjusted budget and report back accordingly. And this is that.
Yeah.
I'm saying accordingly so that remember we were told that we must delete at the correct. And report back accordingly. Okay. Can
you
go to
read 1.2? All right, Chair. Number
Chair.
Two.
Chair.
Yeah.
Chair. I'm trying very hard. You'll bear with me. The very same sentence I was talking about when it says should, mineral resources and energy should. The adjustment budget will be tabled. It may very well say, should the adjustment budget, you know, and then when it has will again be tabled, it loses a meaning, legally and otherwise. That is why I was insisting on a word to start a bullet point. I'm not sure whether I'm clear, Chair.
You see, I said the meeting must be conducted in Africa. I think this is giving me to think that. What could it be doing with Honorable Mashaba?
Chair, can I come in?
Yes, Honorable Phillips.
Thank you, Chair. I agree with my honourable colleague, and I would suggest that we go of minerals and resources and energy should, and then down to ensure that the department's annual performance plan of 2021 is in line with the adjusted budget, and then we go if when the adjustment budget is tabled by the Minister of Finance in June 2020. If you just move that around, then the doing word that you are looking for is then accommodated.
What is the doing word?
Ensure.
Sure.
Okay. I can put your mother to come back. Somebody must be doing the return.
Yes, we are noting them.
Okay. Bullet point two says finalize the restructuring of LGC accounting to the department in order to deal with duplication of services and eliminate unnecessary competition between entities. And you can't see your hands here. I don't know what happened. Okay, I see them somewhere. Oh, any take, honorable members? This thing has disappeared around the screen. Don't take it away. Didn't we say...
Has it disappeared there?
Yeah. Yeah, I see.
Has it disappeared?
We should finalize the restructuring of this entity in order to ensure that there is no duplication of services and an elimination of unnecessary competition amongst the entities, not between the entities. Should finalize the restructuring of each entity to take up the department in order to ensure that there is no duplication among entities. Will that be correct, honorable members? I take it there is no contrary view. Bullet point 3 says in short that honorable Valencia.
I think the unnecessary is more proper than among. Because what we are saying to the department is that they should ensure that these entities they unnecessarily compete between one another. Because for now they are competing against each other. I think the unnecessary part is in line. I'm not sure. Philip is here.
Yes, we keep that one. But for now I'm trying to say ensure that there is no duplication of services and eliminate unnecessary competition amongst entities. Will
that
not be sufficient? Okay. Can we now go to bullet point 3 says ensure that the MHSC, the MHSC has a backup plan to cover possible revenue shortfall on this budget. My only worry now with the explanation that we received in combination, it says we must motivate. And what could be the motivation for this? If when this thing were done, we're just putting recommendations back. Having started with the recommendation phase, a committee must motivate its recommendation.
Chair, I'm not sure whether I'm following you.
Yeah. No, I'm saying, when we remember when Mr. Porter was presenting, when he talks about recommendations, there is a part I've been trying to go back to this presentation on my email. But there is a part that says a committee, it makes an example about a vessel, whatever vessel, this is not explained why, then the House may find it very difficult to make an informed decision. Because there is no motivation why that decision would be taken with regard to the vessel. Now, I'm saying when I need now, informed by what has been raised initially, I now get a sense that this must follow the cycle that I touch upon. For instance, if you look at the one above, when we talk about the finalization of the restructure, we explain that we must avoid in order to avoid duplication and eliminate unnecessary competition amongst the entities. But on this one, the way now that is put here, with the background of what was presented on what should inform the recommendation, I think there is a demand now that there has to be a motivation why we say that the minister should ensure that the Money Health and Safety Council has a backup plan to cover possible revenue shortfall in its budget. Shouldn't we add, in light of the possible adjustment and the advent of the COVID-19 virus?
Sure.
Yes, Dr. Masham.
I am not sure with what you are saying, and I do not have a problem with that. I just have a problem with the content of that sentence. To ensure that Mine Health and Safety Council has as a backup plan to cover possible revenue shortfall on its budget. To me, it sounds like we are insinuating that the Mine Health and Safety Council has got a possibility of creating revenue in whatever means they can, in a case where they spend more than they should find ways to get extra revenue or to cover the budget. The sentence itself brings some problem. I don't know whether I make sense. Let me give you an example, Chair. If you say to me, because I have bought groceries for my fridge to sustain me for 60 days in my household, and that is my budget and no extra budget, and you come to me and say, at the end of 60 days, if the food is depleted, I must then come with a plan on how I create another revenue to cover for the. It doesn't make sense, because if I had other revenue, I would have budgeted according to that revenue. I'm not sure whether I'm making sense, but to me, that sounds like the sentence is insinuating what I'm saying.
Chair, quickly, can I come in?
Wait, the sentence says, as I said, it must give a motivation why it, now in this case, we must give a motivation to why we say the market better plan. For an example, when the Money Health and Safety Council came and presented, it is quite clear that the adjustment budget, as they presented to us, if the minister makes cuts and adjustments, it might be able to have implications in particular money and safety. But most important is that the extent of the virus is going to have that impact on how the money and safety, which is now the custodian when it comes to the response to the pandemic. Now, in this case, there is nothing that has been put in place. Now, with what they have been presented, the defendants then seek to say they need to have, because what they have presented is not something that, at this stage, in the absence of a possible implications to them, they don't have any backup plan to say what then will happen. But, Eric, can you give your perspective?
Yeah. Just quickly, maybe Nati and Sivu can correct me if I'm wrong as well. But I think this relates to the issue of the correct me if I'm wrong, but the Mine Health and Safety Council get levies as well from the mining houses, correct me if I'm wrong. But as I say, so I think this recommendation relates to that, since some of the mining houses won't be able to pay these levies due to COVID-19. So therefore, this recommendation. So in other words, they will have a shortfall on their budget because some of the mining houses won't be able to pay, or some of the mining operations. Yeah, something to that effect. Yeah. As I say, maybe Sivu and Nati can maybe explain better.
Yeah, no, Eric, that's correct.
Okay, but it's not beyond their budget. That's why I said, in light of the advent of the COVID-19 virus, and also the possible, but I think for me, it's all about what could be the implications, and the implications are only paying on the group that some of the mining companies by capacity may not be able to comply. But most importantly, the manner in which then the department has to respond, it may require more expenditure on the side of the health and safety. That is why then I said the only limitation is that like you say, there is no motivation why they must have a backup plan. I don't think you are wrong when you say they have the budget and push it up, but the issue is that if you then say they must have a backup plan, why are you saying so? And that is the motivation I was saying, it is done in my mind. And I think that's what you are saying is the motivation on why you think that there has to be a backup plan. Or maybe the word of backup plan may not be a correct one. I can't think of another one.
Chair, if I may. Chair, I would agree with you first and foremost that the backup plan concept is not a good one in this regard, but also agree with you 100% that the motivation must be there so that we avoid ambiguity. In a situation where Ariko is not there to explain, we may not understand what the sentence is saying. So I agree with you 100%. Let's have a motivation in that sentence. Thank you very much.
Correct, and I remember so that we move. Okay. Say silence means consent. We'll make that's what we put. We put the motivation why we say so. I'm not sure. We'll see whether we can find a record.
I'm listening to.
Should we not say myself other alternative revenue?
Yeah.
Collective systems, whatever.
Yeah, we'll rephrase it here.
Yeah, but a backup plan is like it's like when your car doesn't start, then you must make sure
yeah.
that you've got your jumping cables in the car, but
right.
there may not be another car to start you. So I think to me I would look at alternative revenue streams, whatever the case might be. Okay. Can we go try receiving that we are expected to link up to two. Is following one detail is off now, Ari.
Can nobody see it now, Che? Was it only
I
you?
I can see it from my side.
Oh. You want me to read it, Che?
Okay, I think that it must ensure that all entities have permanent appointment of senior executive and board as a matter of agency in order to facilitate coherent execution of respective mid-term strategies. In that,
Honorable,
hello?
Oh, unless you are speaking, I thought you were opening.
No, I'm reading. I'm in the next bullet. I'm reading.
No, sir. I wanted to have a view on that bullet point.
Yes.
The reason why we argued in the meeting that there should be permanent appointment of senior executives and boards as a matter of agency was not in order to facilitate coherent execution, but was to address the governance issues that were flagged in the reports that they were lacking.
And to ensure that the administrative stability and governance.
Absolutely, absolutely, Chair.
Then if honorable members agree with that. I think it's also a little bit limiting now with what you say, a little bit limiting if it's all the medium-term strategies, because it actually means they can only work on medium-term, not on long-term. Okay.
Okay, sorry, Mr. Mashlaulek, Can you see the screen?
Yes, I can.
So I've just addressed the Tao. Is that in order?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay. Bullet, the next bullet is that we ensure that all entities who will be required, not who will be required to utilize their reserves due to the effects of COVID-19 must have a long-term plan to replenish their reserves to pre-COVID-19 levels.
I can hear you are correcting, ensure that all entities, you are correcting whom to who.
Yes.
I would want to correct the who to which. And, Chair?
Yes?
I think there is a significance of which instead of whom and who, but I tend to be corrected by those who are better positioned than me.
No, it's fine. My only worry, and let me
I'm saying which is important, Chair.
I can't. I don't see your hands there. I mean, there's something there that's impressed to see the hand. You are saying Honorable Valencia is okay.
Yeah, I think it's spot on.
Okay.
Yes.
Ari.
Yes, Chair.
My only one with this sentence is for the risk, I must be honest. That's how I'm
saying.
Hello? Is there someone I'm missing?
Chair.
Chair, Mr.
Volmarans
has raised his hand.
Yes, I've raised my hand. Yes, sir. I just want to check. On this sentence, it's got a striking similarity to the one that we just deals with mine health and safety. In order to deal with it, that duplication, can't we incorporate it into one sentence because the effect is the same? Where we dealt with a backup plan there, this sentence seems to come to the same meaning because the plan might be reserves or other alternatives, and then instead of having two sentences, we just have one.
To me, it's not the same. The one that deals with my entity is on the effect, not on the expense on their part. It's on the effect that may render them not receiving what they usually receive. This one, which is why I was going to say, I'm still trying to think of what is the most careful way, because let's just go back. It says that all entities which will be required to utilize their reserves due to the effects of COVID-19 must ensure alternative, no, this one, must have a long-term plan to replenish their reserves to pre-COVID-19 levels. My main worry is it might be like you are encouraging them to do so. I think the master health will be a stronger word which acts as checks and balances on that. Let me be honest, my fear always has been that the danger of the COVID-19 is that people can not spend and they didn't say it was because of COVID. And then was recommended by Talab to do so.
Che?
Yes, Honorable Mala.
Che, I need to disagree with Honorable Vormerans, because the good point about the Mine Health and Safety Commission is about a revenue shortfall in the current year. And
yes.
And the bullet point that we're currently dealing with is a long-term replenishment of reserves, not revenue shortfall. It's about how do we make sure that these entities have built back their reserves that they've utilized. There's different kind of, the one is current and the other one's more long-term. And I think that we need to keep them separate for that reason. The second thing is that this particular bullet point should not talk about revenue streams. It should, it's very focused on making sure that there is a buffer. And I like the way that it has been worded to say that the reserves need to be replenished. Thank you, Chair.
Well, remember, let me say this. It's true, the money entity council might find here can also form part of this in a different way. How? The first one is only this with the next, I mean, not the issue of that, but I think one of the main issues. But where the issue can affect the money entity council is that even on their presentation, they talked about having a surplus. Now, to put this in simple English, it says, if you had a surplus and you were compelled by the circumstances of COVID-19, please, in the long term, make it a point that you are able to move back to financial liquidity, which means you can, you will have to attain your surplus that you had before. So that is how it could affect. But as far as the initial one, that initial one was about income generation for sustainability in the case they are unable to raise what they are always raising for continuous functioning. So that one is separate. But my only part here, I think there has to be something that makes the people don't go and spend on the reserve simply because there's COVID. That is my only take. It seems to be too open for one to give a. And when people spend, they put the debt on. Yet, by the way, the Committee of Parliament encouraged us that we can spend the reserve as long as we can put it back. And the long term, again, I must say, my only worry is that the pre COVID-19 long term plans to return their reserves to pre-COVID-19, at a point number, this myself would clear time frame and protocol. That is it. Maybe on that, in that call, that I can be a little bit satisfied. But you don't have to satisfy me because I'm the chair. But I'm just saying, it seems to be too open for my own experience.
No, Chair, I think on that call, I agree, Chair, on the explanations given on the two points not being specifically the same. And then with the proviso that it is not the... Abelios?
When I'm saying sorry, I thought you were finished.
Yes, no, I'm saying... I also agree on the proviso that it must not be a free-for-all then just because of the COVID-19. Everybody would say just because of this, there must be a proviso on what needs to be done.
Okay. Honourable members, what's your take? I saw your head, Honourable Malinga. You have lowered it from now.
Yes, no, sir, I'm covered.
Can we then say at the end to me, let's take out that issue, let's put it as it was a respect which that other alternative revenue streams. And then say long term plans to replenish their reserves to pre COVID-19, such must or should or such to happen under strict protocol procedures and timeline. such to happen under strict protocol procedures and timelines. That to me raises the issue of accountability now to take the center stage to say, but you never followed clear protocols in what we did, because the condition would have been that you follow this timeline. Do we agree to that, honorable member? They say silence is consent. The following one says to ensure that where the department proceeds with nuclear bill program, it is done in a pace and state which the country can afford.
Can I come into his chair?
Honorable Phillips.
If we could just add an S, so that it reads, ensure that when the department proceeds with a nuclear bill program.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Next, we had say, hello?
Sorry, Chair.
Yeah.
Chair, on this bullet, I want to reiterate my point of earlier, and that is that at this stage, it's basically very vague what the scope, scale, costs, etc. of this particular program are. And given the sensitivities around a nuclear new build program, I would urge that we hold the department to a much higher level of scrutiny on this matter, and that we ask them to present a detailed plan of how they intend to do it. Thanks, Chair.
Okay. Remember, and then can we then say that that the department will present to Parliament a detailed approach and plan on how that this process is going to unfold, including its cost implications. Will that be okay?
Chair, I'm happy with that, but I do think that we should add in something along a detailed plan and budget, and budget breakdown.
Yeah, that's why I think it's cost implications.
Yeah, perfect. Happy.
Okay. But the issue, honorable members, that if we understand that, and when we go back there, the issue says when it comes to the reporting, the report goes to this Parliament, not the committee. So that's why I'm saying let's include the issue of reporting back to Parliament. I think it's okay. Then we go to the next bullet. It says continuously explore various energy technologies as highlighted in the IRP 2019, which the department highlighted in its IRP 2019, isn't it? Shouldn't we add there something that says in order to ensure energy supply and energy security?
Chair?
Yes, Honorable Miller.
Chair, could we take out the continuously explore and replace it with expedite? The reason I say that is I think that electricity and energy is a major concern, and if we expedite it, we're giving it a greater focus and attention. It's being dealt with urgency.
No, that's fine. I don't think could that honorable members to expedite. Then it means expedite the exploration of various energy technologies as highlighted in the department's IRP 2019 in order to ensure that the energy supply and energy security. Energy supply and security. Can we leave that Bullet follows bullet, honorable members, continuously enhance the quality of the country's geoscientific information in order to increase the country's exploration possibilities, taking into account the high cost of these activities. There are no explorers in the house. Okay, these numbers are okay. But Arik and Ayanda and particularly Mr. Koyama should interpretate why you say so.
Where are we now, Jay? Sorry.
We are on the continuously entrance.
The one that talks about the exploration.
But that part is exactly explaining that, Jay, because of the high cost.
What are we exploring?
Look, the exploration. Look, the Council for Geoscience indicated that that currently 1% is being spent on exploration. So therefore we stated that the council continuous enhance the quality of the country's geoscientific information. Yeah, we should actually say relating to exploration possibilities, for example, in order to increase the country's exploration possibilities, taking into account the high cost of these activities.
I'm running short of information, but it's fine, definitely. But I think the matter is about access to more data.
Yeah, reliable data.
Because even if it's high cost, it's high cost of what? Well, why do you need to go for that if it's high cost? So, to me, it's about the access to more access to data. But
liable.
See what we can do. Remember, this goal, I'm trying to manage our time.
There is a hand by Mr. Koyama. I think he wants to explain to us that point.
Thank you, Chair. No, I just wanted to say the overall aim of geoscientific information is to encourage and facilitate mining investments.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's the thing I want to say. That is the issue. That's why I was saying there is more emphasis on high cost. Now, for me, we'll see high cost when there is no return. Okay.
So we'll replay the test.
Okay. Then they said that they prioritize the rationalization and consolidation of the various commercial entities in the same group, as it is evident that entities are duplicating and competing. We need to deal with this before.
So that was the part that he did this year. That is how specifically said.
But with that answer, it's definitely convinced. It's not part of the department entity, but how they deal with that, isn't it supposed to be part of that process?
Sorry, Chair, Nati has raised his head. Maybe he wants to add on that.
I thought it's the old one. Nati, I thought it's your old head. Mr.
Weyama, no, Chair, it's the old one.
Oh, yes. Not that you are not, I don't think you are an energy expert.
Chair.
Mr. Mashalda, sir.
I think this point was sparked by the fact that we detected that in their report, the SERF group, gave a disturbing correlation between their vision and what is happening in the governance relations of the entities as self-group. And we highlighted that point that they should first understand what their vision is for them to move forward and understand how governance issues work. So the prioritization of and the rationalization together with the consolidation of their various commercial entities in the self group is exactly meant for self in this regard. I agree with this point as it is. Yes, it is a department entity, but we when we received the report, it was within the context of the group itself, competing amongst each other instead of complementing the work that is done by within the group. Thanks.
Is there any change when I'm listening?
Chair, I don't disagree with Honourable Maswale at all, but I do want to highlight something that I raised during the meeting when the plans were presented, and that is that there seems to be an undue amount of regulation or regulatory processes being conducted by entities that are also commercial entities. In other words, let me use PASA as an example. PASA is both a regulatory and a commercial entity. On the one hand, it's competing to a certain extent with PetroSA, and on the other, it's competing to a certain extent with NERSA in the regulatory space. And I do think that this is something that we need to address. It can't be both the referee and the player. And that's essentially what PASA is. Now, the impact here is on PetroSA, but I do think that maybe as an additional point, we need to look at making sure that commercial entities are not involved in regulation and regulatory entities are not involved in commercialization.
You know, that is exactly my point I was saying. My main wife strategies that wanted to make an impact on the staff under that department expectative exercise, because as you for me, some of the areas even in PetroSA that members may have to move out of PetroSA to somewhere else. But if members say my main worry is that we may end up having to stipulate this entity. If we have then put in and say including within entities themselves, i.e. the staff group, then it means as they look at the rationalization of the all entities, we must also look within the entities as a group of internally as a group. That to me would be much more comfortable. But I thought that I saw that the overriding to me was not what form it would take, but it is something that says go and do rationalization. And I think some of where we were there, the department said as soon as it has started that process, it will come back to the committee. As they stated in the committee, as they made such commitment in the committee. But I don't know, Honourable Members, I don't want us to spend more time. We can deal with the issue of staff and leave it as one. I'm not sure where that we face that issue. It also says it's looking at creating one regulatory body Yes.
No, I'm really not married to the argument I was advancing, because the summary you are making marries the point I made and what Honorable Malam is making, which I believe is not fighting each other. Actually, it can be married into one. So I had some summary that you were making that included IE, SERF, and so forth. I thought it was a perfect summary. So I'm just saying I'm happy with how Honorable Malam is coming into the basket, and how you come into basket, we marry the two.
Okay, so Arab first, and we go and do that, and then we will also say further look on the issue of the regulatory mechanism within or by the entities and leave it at that. Can we go to the next one? Explore the crack deal with production of the production. Explore the production of antibodies and antigens for the local manufacturing of test kits, as these are currently imported.
Yeah. You first. Sorry.
I'm saying can't you borrow me that word of honor of Mela? That is the issue. What's the issue there? Should expedite the process instead of exploring it. Should expedite the process of the production of antibodies and antigens for. In order to enhance local manufacturing of test kits, as they are currently imported.
Chair.
Yes, Bob Marshall.
I think what the department presented to us was that already they are producing these antibodies and antigens. And part of the reason why they decided to is that most that are produced around and important are not in line with the World Health Organization's standards. Now, I remember members advancing the point that they should expand the production, because there was at some point where Mintec said they are at 4,000 liters, and then Pelchem said, I can't remember whether it's 6,000 or 9,000. So I want to propose that we instead of expediting, because expediting means let's quickly, with speed, produce, which is not a barrier now to this. The barrier is to expand and vis-a-vis the market, because it's imported. I'm not sure whether I make sense, Chair, in that regard. Thanks.
Chair, can I come in?
Yeah.
The committee must differentiate between there's the sanitizers part, which Mintec and Pelchem is doing, but then there's the test kits part as well. And in the presentation, Mintec indicated that antibodies and antigens are currently imported. Remember, he said that last week they received a consignment and that they were going to receive a consignment the following day, last week now, the Wednesday. So there's the difference between the two. The sanitizers they are doing already, but the test kits, that's why we say the antibodies and antigens. Remember, the Mintec CEO indicated that that's why they would request government that they explore that initiative with the antibodies and and indigence, Chair.
Chairperson?
Yes?
With that differentiation, let's take it, I did not say anything.
Yes?
Do you get my point?
I'm listening, I can't talk to you.
I'm saying that differentiation from Mr. Arikho helps me, and I'm saying I'm withdrawing the point.
Okay. But Ari.
Yes, sir.
If I remember well, did you say, also they were not meeting the SAPS standards?
They indicated previously with the sanitizers, say, specifically. With the sanitizers, they initially did not adhere, but now since SAPRA, the Health Products Authority, gave them the license to make the sanitizers, they can now validate as well the sanitizers.
Okay. If you say the quality. Can we talk about the expediting this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Chairperson?
Yes,
my hand is up. I think we should leave them the explore part. Explore terminology.
Correct.
From what Mr. Arikho is explaining is that they are requesting to explore the action of antibodies and antigens.
They are.
Okay.
But Chair, can I come in? I think whilst we leave the exploration, that expedition part of it, to expedite that exploration is important, because otherwise we'll be sitting again with exploring sometime next year again.
Yes.
Okay. No. I've got two secretaries. They can compete better with English. So we'll do it.
I'm thinking in Afrikaans, Chair.
I'm done, Chair.
First, let's enhance the collaboration between the someone who can't read as they died now is making a study and I can't read over it. And I trusted those people with English. Enhance the collaboration between NAFSA, MINTEC, and Itlapela with the local production of sanitizers, since the sanitizers are currently produced by MINTEC, adhere to NCID rules as well as the WHO procedure. Agreed?
Chairperson.
Well,
I agree with the content of the sentence. However, when we separate NEXA and Kitlapela and conveniently don't separate Pelcam from NEXA, it becomes an inconsistent exercise because Pelcam is part of an institution that produces those.
Okay. Can we leave it as it is, as it is, and take out next one?
Absolutely, sir.
It means that it would be Pelcam, MINTEC, and
Kitlapela.
Is that so?
And Kitlapela, sir.
Okay. Are you cover honorable members?
Yeah, the three.
Yes?
Yeah, finished, sir.
We're finished? Yes. Now, let's leave the conclusion.
Okay.
Honorable member, is there any other recommendation that may not be here that they want to make? Yes, honorable Mylan, I think I hear your voice.
Yes, Chair. There is one that I'd like to see added. We spoke about this on a couple of occasions. I'd like to add in a recommendation that reads something like this. Address the regulatory impediments hindering
hindering the ease of doing business in both the mining and the energy sectors, specifically by reviewing the mineral rights regulatory environment and streamlining the licensing and registration process in the electricity generation sector for faster turnarounds. My reason for saying this, Chair, is that we've had a number of presentations over the course of the past year where we've heard that things take too long. We heard the President say it in the State of the Nation address. We've heard various organizations tell us that it takes too long to make a determination. So that's the one area, is the electricity regulation. The other is in mineral rights applications, which are incredibly over-regulated and badly managed. And I think that we need to review those and see what we can do to make it better. And that's why I'm proposing this amendment.
Honorable Chair. I hear what Honorable Malam is proposing. However, we are at a disadvantage now because, unlike others, they were written and we read them well in advance to understand their meaning and connotations. So I would propose to this meeting, Chair, if that let them be added at points that in the next meeting we will make sense out of them and agree whether we agree on the addition or we remain with those that were there before. So I'm saying let's add them for now and say in the next meeting we must have views on those two recommendations that Honorable Malam is making, because at this moment we can agree to something that we have not processed and its implications and how we discuss, because we may need to go back to the discussions also and see what we had agreed upon. Thanks.
Can I say this, because you are inviting not to agree, so that's fine, but I would have thought try and agree here. We will put this additional point and agree that we will finalize it. If we may not, I don't think in terms of speeding up the issues of licensing and other related matters, and to ensure the way of the, what the future is of doing business, to attend issues of ease of doing business. But I don't think that could be a major issue. We can debate or whatever, what is our understanding of at a substantial level later on. We can put the matter and then look at members who will allow for this matter only, not another matter, for this matter only, see whether we agree or we look for alternative wording or we look for an alternative, whatever it is, we'll take this one. Then let's, if there is no other proposal, is there any other matter that members want to put in terms of the recommendation?
Chair?
Yes?
It's not another matter, but on the point that you are making, can these additions be emailed to members before the next meeting so that we interact with them substantially?
Comprehensive, when we go, we won't send you the report. Definitely everything will be sent in advance. Whereas now we're just polishing some of the things, but definitely we'll get it. Probably I can guarantee, because we've already dealt with those issues, we can't hope that we need to meet it except one point. The rest will try, if possible, to send them, because that's what by law we should be adopting it, but we are agreed in principle that we won't adopt on the day, except if we are under emergency circumstances. So everything will be put back into corrections we've made and additions, and then we put in, then there will be the outstanding matter that we will discuss in the next meeting, the additional sentences. Is there any other matter, members, before I include something that I I know most of you won't like, okay. Maybe.
Because we didn't take the key.
The one who's walking behind me,
but what about thing after three?
Your mic off. You can hear behind him.
I'm certain that.
Honorable member, there is something that, no, there is a hand here. Which hand is it? But I don't see it. There is a hand that is showing. If I made a mistake, please bear with me. Is it my honorable
member? Yes, it's Miss Malinga.
Is it an old one? It's gone.
Honorable
members, I don't know. I want to be very careful. I read what the way of doing recommendations was saying. In simple terms, it says don't interfere with the operational, with the operational issues of the department, internal operational issues of the department. Specifically, I would say, don't interfere with staff-related matters. Power. Am I correct, Eric?
That is correct.
Yes. From where I sit, though, as a chair, there is a problem, and in future, it will come as a problem. Members might help me if they say let's take it to the next meeting, or it should not be part of the recommendation. It must be a matter that we can find a better way to raise either directly with the department, because it does impact on the work of the committee. That is the question of the turnaround time of the department. So sometimes when you need information, they volunteer information, they can give you deadlines on the date. I can tell you now, the last time there was a promise, consider the whole time when you did this meeting, I'm sure it's better. There was a promise that I hope, because it was not meant directly to the member, there was a promise that the information that would have arrived by Wednesday. I can assure you this year, except with the two secretaries, except that. I hope that you understand the context. If sometimes there's voluntary information that has not been out, there will be this thing and it will never happen. The last one, this is why I'm saying that happened, the last one is a simple one where in the process of engagement. I'm of that, I don't know who led my own observation. They left a lot of efficiency, especially on issues of time management. Sometimes I don't get concerned that they don't think our field is a common plan. I'm very concerned that when people are given 15 minutes, they can't give you what is needed by the common. You see, this thing of the vision, the mandate, the mission, and so forth. When, for instance, if you deal with the budget, you see, and so forth, it's a school thing, not what you have over the course of your university, your people so much, the department has been allocated so much, this is where we set the revenue, this is our service plan, this is so forth, the budget, and were compared to half of the business. I'm not honest, so where I'm sitting, I don't have the sense that a policy can then take up, make an informed decision. But also, remember, this is a matter that we must put it as a discussion, maybe future, or it's not our terrain as a committee of parliament. I'm comfortable with it, but I must raise this even from the committee conduct. Can I take that to after meeting any member who wants to make a comment about that? No, leave it. It's not our process or something, or I'm with the committee, or rather than handling the issue discussion, or keep your own observations to yourself.
No, Chair, I'm not sure whether I heard you correctly on the issue of information requested, that it normally does not come and so forth. I would propose how we must handle it, because how we have been doing before has not assisted. Let me give you an example. If I was to request some information from the department around companies that are in mining in terms of regulatory issues, and I want to request them, and I request them in the meeting, that should become a committee issue because it was raised in a committee, rather than allowing the department to forward the information to me. Because I would assume that when you request information on our duty to do oversight and accountability, is for you to engage with that and come back to the committee and say you have found this to be inappropriate or appropriate, and then we will have to discuss it. So from the beginning, I would request that that information comes to the committee, to everybody, including the member that has requested that information. But also, Chair, bear in mind that the department may not want to say this at some point, but there is information that may take longer because the client and the department confidentiality needs to be wrestled between themselves before they come to the committee. Notwithstanding that, we're not negating the fact that we have a right to ask for such information, but the pace, we must not be excited when somebody we request for information and they say we'll give you next week, and then they don't come with the information next week, knowing very well that they had to engage the parties for them to receive the information. So let's ask, when we ask for information, they must give us reasonable time frames to give us information. Thanks.
Honorable members, I don't want to, my take is, Honorable Phillips.
Thank you very much, Chair. Yes, I would like to echo that. I've been trying to get the information about the hot water solar geysers to do an oversight visit for 5 months now. And I'm still not, I still haven't been given that information. So I think it must be very, you know, it must be stressed that the information must be supplied to the committee and then forwarded to the committee members. Thank you very much.
Honourable
Chair?
Honourable
Chair, I'd also like to add one on there, and that is the information I requested about the contract regarding the South Sudan oil deal, which it was made very clear about 6 months ago that should come back to the committee, and I still haven't received it.
Look, Honourable Members, I want us to discuss a principle matter. Let me just put this thing. One, the point for me I'm saying is that is the turnaround time. I hear what Honourable Masang is saying. That is okay, but the respect of Parliament must be, if you make a promise and you can't meet the deadline, you must then write back to the committee and say, can I get an extension because of these particular issues, or this is what you can't get. Second is that, in my view, when a person is employed, and I want to stress this thing, I can, if it must remain with me, if I'm employed or I'm in this committee, you ask me tomorrow, what does the Committee of Mineral Resources and Energy does? I can't spend 10 years, other people have spent 10 years and so forth, that every day I do that, I must take my laptop and iPad, put in front of me, start to read from page 1 to the last page, sentence by sentence.
question of capacity building, to me, is one of the areas that I feel that they require people, regardless of how many years they've been there, to be taken on a rigorous program to understand and develop particular skills, whether it's presentation skills and other things. The level of administrative capacity is something that is needed. I agree that certain information may not be needed. The point, though, is that when a commitment is made, the turnaround time, I can make a commitment to this committee, and then I expect the committee to ask me about something. I must know that by this time, I said I'm coming back to the committee with this information, and I must have the information so that when it arrives, I take the point on specific matter. I take that. And I'm going to give you the example. And that's not for me, is that if we can't put it here, at some point we have to discuss it. I'm convinced we have to discuss it, not with intentions to find someone guilty or what, but with intentions to ensure that we've got wheels that operate in such a manner that the turnaround time has to be improved. That is the point for me. I thought if we, then we can deal with the difficulties where there are challenges, so that we can, part of our work is to hold the executive to account at all times, but also is to express our views so that the executive can be able to take the necessary steps to ensure that there is an improvement in what. And I suspect, I must say, probably I suspect that's a general feeling that we might get in the public sphere. But from where I'm sitting as a chair of a committee, I'm of the view that that level of administrative capacity at all material terms, because it does have an impact. Yes, there are raising issues that I think are issues that not the only ones that have happened in the committee. But let's leave them and say we will get an opportunity at some point, whether it's when we deal with the meaning after adopted the report, can we have a discussion that will look at how do we ensure that there is an improvement on the turnaround, so that the relationship is not necessarily antagonistic, but is an accounting relationship that ensures that the high level of accountability. Can we base this matter there, if honorable members, let's say this in terms of the recommendation and other things. Do we agree? I see there is a hand of Honorable Phillips and Honorable Masau.
Thank you, Chair. Sorry, my hand, I just forgot to put it down from the last question.
Same here, Chair.
Yeah, Honorable Masau, before I close my meeting.
Same here. I just forgot to lower my hand.
Okay. Can you agree that we take this matter in the relevant platform?
Agreed, Chair.
Okay.
I think we lost Chair now. I'm gonna check him on the phone quickly. Just left the conversation.
Yeah, I thought it was my device, eh?
Remember, I'm still in the house. I got it.
Yeah. No. We are still. It's about us, honorable member.
Thank you very much. Next week, Tuesday, when we deal with the adoption of the report and probably the minutes. Thank you very much. You did very well. Thank you.
Thank you, Chen.
Thanks, Chair.
Sibu?
Nati? Ayanda?
I'm here.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah?
No problem.